Hello, everyone. It's Friday evening, January 21st, 2011, at about 10:35 p.m. And this is Daryl and Kieran Chandro with the Blind Access Journal podcast. We are going to demonstrate the use of an app for the iPhone called Aid Colors, AIDCOLORS. It is a color detection app for the iPhone, or for the iPod Touch 4th generation. Any iDevice essentially that contains a camera should work for this app. So I'm going to run Aid Colors. I'm going to press home. And imaging. I'm already in my imaging folder where I have these sorts of camera-based apps.
Camera, photos, YouTube.
I'm just flicking to the right.
Double tap to Aid Colors.
And there's Aid Colors. Double tap to run it.
Aid Colors.
Okay. And essentially, what happens now is the app is running, and I'm just going to flick to the right.
Get Color button.
And there is a Get Color button. Now, Karen brought me... Actually, you just brought me one. You have another one, too, I take it. You want me to test...
Cardigan sweaters that I got for Christmas.
Yeah, and well, you think you might wear them tomorrow? Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're attending a memorial service for our friend Marion, who recently passed away, and Karen wants me to test these three sweaters because we don't know what color they are. So right now I'm going to use Aid Colors. We'll see how that works, and we'll see if I need to resort to any other methods of testing on these garments. So let's see here. Just take. I'm just going to drape the sweater over my...
How do we get the front of the sweater?
Get the front of the sweater?
Because that might be where some color is. If you get the arms are probably just black.
Oh, I see what you mean. You're saying that different parts of the sweater
could be
different colors. Yeah,
usually the centers are usually...
I know, especially with you, I'm joking, but you gals have such complicated clothing. We guys often have this, you know, one color thing going on. Okay, this is the front of the sweater. Here's the sweater now draped over my knees. Actually, it'll be the back of the sweater, but that'll be the same.
Aid Colors. Get Color button.
Oh, you want me to do that area? Oh, you definitely want me to do the front. Okay, so doing the back is not good enough, huh? All right, fine. We'll do the front of the sweater. Right here next to a button, okay? So now I'm going
to
make sure that...
Well, I was just trying to give you a
reference point. All right, gotcha. All right, that's all right. Right. No, well, of course not, because that's not going
to
be the right color either. So I am going to take a color reading. There we go. I'm going to take a color reading of this sweater in the front near the buttons. This will be near the left. It's going to be the front left-hand side, kind of below the shoulder area.
So I'm going to get color button.
Double tap the get color button. Well, not yet. Actually, let me go back. I'm going to place the camera on the phone, which, if the touch screen is facing you and the phone is oriented correctly, is in the upper right-hand corner of the phone. You can feel the little holes for the larger one for the camera and the smaller one for the LED, which this app does use to shed light on the area that's being tested. So I'm going to place the camera right up against the fabric, and I'm going to double tap this Get Color button.
Get Color button. Viewfinder. Image. Tap to focus.
And it's taking a picture, and it's working.
Aid Colors. Heading. Brown.
It says brown. I'll test a couple of other areas. Test the right side below the shoulder.
Get color button.
Again, I'm double tapping on get color.
Image. Tap to focus. Eight colors. White.
How can that be?
Get color. Button.
Don't tell me this is one of these multicolor things.
It could be.
Tap to focus.
That's frustrating.
Eight colors. Black. Get color. Black.
So it's reading, it's read brown and black and white.
Get color.
I'm just testing different parts of the front of the screen.
Viewfinder. Image. Tap to focus. Eight colors. Heading. Brown.
Okay, so it's
get color.
Try this again.
Button. Viewfinder. Image.
What I'm doing is it's barely off the fabric. It's like half an inch off the fabric right now.
Eight colors. Heading. White. Get color. White.
So there's like, I think there's other colors in this. I'm just going to test another part of the sweater. How about I test the back of the sweater now? See what it says about that.
Get color. Button.
See, if I had a sweater, it would just be probably be one color.
Viewfinder. Image. Tap to focus.
Wouldn't it? Yeah, I'm just kidding. I'm sure your gal's clothing
eight
is
colors.
A lot neater
Heading.
Than ours. Not more interesting.
Black.
Black. It says it's black.
Yeah, so
get color.
Like,
button.
We don't always have...
Viewfinder. Image.
Whole sweater.
Tap to focus.
Sometimes it's just the front. Did you check by the pockets?
Eight colors. Heading. Brown. Get color. Button.
It's got brown. It's saying brown, black, and white.
Okay, you want to see this one?
Let's see what the other one does. Here you go. Now, I don't know what you folks all think, but do you want a podcast where everything goes right, or do you want a podcast where we do experimentation and figure things out? I kind of think that the latter format is more realistic, so you have to tell me what you all think should be done. After all, we always love feedback on our podcasts.
Figure this out.
Oh. Well, just give it to me and see what's
going
on.
Well, you'll see. This one's harder to keep straight.
Oh, I see what's going on. Okay. Well, I just do what I can do. That's all.
I think this one's going to be easier.
I think you have it partly weird, like inside out or something. I don't know. I'll let you figure that part out. All right. All right. Let's...
Selected. Get color. Get color. Button.
Part of this sweater here. Okay.
Viewfinder. Image. Tap to focus.
Okay, I just took a color reading here, I took a picture.
Eight colors, gray.
It says gray. I'm going to take a color of a couple of different areas on the sweater.
Get color, button, viewfinder, image, tap to focus.
I don't know either, sweetie.
Eight colors, gray.
Okay, well that's gray.
Get color. Button.
You might just have to ask Sissy and, you know, which one in the afternoon.
Viewfinder.
Ask Sissy
image.
In the afternoon which one.
Tap to focus.
You know, which color if I can't figure this out. You
eight
know?
Colors. Heading. Gray.
Okay, this one's gray on. This one's saying very consistently
get color.
That it's
button.
Gray. So if it's consistent,
image.
I would tend to
tap to focus.
Believe it more readily. Does it make sense?
Eight colors. Heading. Black. White.
There's a one that says black-white, so it's Here you go. It's probably grayish.
Here you go.
Grayish.
That might be easier because it has those little, feel like little flowers or something on it or something.
Well, those flowers, those aren't going to have a dominant color, probably.
Yeah, they will.
Okay.
Get color. Get color. Button. Viewfinder.
I'm taking a picture
image
of an area that has.
Tap to focus.
I think that's cool. Well, the black bowl one, I think, was talking about.
8 colors. Heading. Blue.
Blue. There's blue in it. Let's try another. Let's try a. An
get color.
Area that does not
blue
have the.
Get
flowers
color. Button. Viewfinder. Image. Tap to focus. Eight colors. Heading. Blue. Get color. Blue.
It's saying very consistently blue. Let me just try to get it right on one of these decorations.
Get color. Blue. Get color. Button.
Put the camera right there.
Go below the decoration. See what the other part is.
It's blue. That's what I did already.
Viewfinder. Image. Tap to focus.
I don't think the voice at all would do any better with this, honestly.
8 colors. White.
White. So one of these has got white in it. Okay. Now, we have another option here. Mm-hmm. I can close out of, or actually just push home and go back to the images
home
folder.
Image.
And I can try to run Omobi on this and see what it says is going on. Should we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Camera.
So
photos.
Find Omobi,
YouTube.
Clicking to the right again.
8 colors. Digitize. Guided photo. Knocking vid. Noggles. Omobi.
So we do have the light on.
Omobi.
Again, this
edit
particular, as you, some of you may have seen on Twitter and elsewhere, this particular version of Omobi does not have any camera flash. So if you're using Omobi right now, the current version being 1.09, you need to try to make sure that there is a light on in the room and that you are under it, or you know, that you have good lighting essentially in order to take a picture. So we're going to take a picture now.
Settings. Take photo.
We
button
have a light on in the ceiling. Ceiling light is on in the accessibility command center. So
viewfinder. Image. Take picture.
We are
one
set
of one
with that
button. Selected.
Okay, I think
take
I
picture
was too close
one of one
to the fabric. I was forgetting that this is Omobi, not 8 colors. So it's probably going to say blurry. It says it's searching.
Searching. Button. Dark. Results. Home.
Yeah, I'm back just flicking
results
around left and
not
right
quite right. Edit. Search field. Dark. Text field.
Dark.
Clear
yes
text. Settings.
So
take photo.
What I need
button
to do now is I have the camera up against the fabric. I'm going to pull back. Pull up about 6 inches. Or so. Double
viewfinder
tap again.
Image. Tap. Take picture. One of one. Button. Selected. Take picture.
So I just
one
took
of
another
one
picture about 6 inches above the
uploading
spreader.
Searching. Searching. Button. Search field.
Now I'm just flicking through
double searching
the window.
Clear text. Analyzing it. Dark. Clear text. Analyzing
still
image. Searching.
Saying
progress halted.
It's
home
dark.
Button. Search. Analyzing
I'm
image.
I'm just turning around, Karen.
Uh-huh.
Clear text. Settings.
Turning.
Button. Take photo. Button.
Further into the light.
Mm-hmm. You might have to wait
until
the morning.
Well, no, the
viewfinder
light is turned on.
Image.
So.
Take picture.
That
one of one.
Shouldn't be necessary.
Button. Selected. Take picture. One of one.
There is a light on in this room. It's not.
Uploading.
It could be
uploading
a shadow,
home
or it just could be
searching.
We don't have lamps there. We have a ceiling lamp.
Yeah, but it's fine. I've used it for other things in here, so.
Searching.
But yeah,
heading
it could be there's
green
not
fabric
enough light. I mean.
Home. Results. Not quite right. Search field. Green fabric. Text
green
field
fabric.
Double tap to edit.
Isn't that interesting? Let's turn the thing over and see what it says.
So. AIDS says it's blue, and they're saying it's
blue. AIDS color says blue. Omobi says it's green. Now, remember, though, with Omobi, somebody somewhere in the world has taken a look at this.
Yeah, so I'd be more likely to trust that.
And so would you trust, yeah, I would trust a, probably trust a person over an automated system in this particular case.
Yeah.
All right, let's try, I'm trying another part of the sweater. This is kind of the back of the sweater. I just want to try a few.
Search, green fabric, settings, take photo,
areas. I just flicked, forefinger flicked down to go to the bottom and then flicked left one time to get to the take picture button. It's going to load
viewfinder,
the viewfinder
image.
Again. I'm going to flick down
tap
with four
focus.
Fingers.
Take picture.
And
one of
on
one.
The take picture button. Pull up about 6 inches from the sweater and double tap.
Selected. Take picture. One of one. Uploading. Searching.
I think it's fun to demonstrate the capabilities in the iPhone.
Searching. Button.
Karen's tired, she says.
Search field. Searching. Clear text. Analyzing image. Search. Dark. We will note settings.
Says it's dark.
Take photo.
Try
button.
This again. A little further up.
Viewfinder. Image. Take picture. Viewfinder. Image. Take picture. One of one. Button. Selected.
Wow,
take picture,
Delilah.
One of one.
What?
That's. That's not a Delilah song.
Yes.
Wow, I kind of like that song, actually, but it's not a Delilah song. It's kind of, wow.
Fabric.
It's kind of an interesting
settings.
Mayer song.
Button. Take photo.
Gotta try that again. It said it's fabric, which isn't helpful.
Viewfinder. Image. Take picture. Take picture. What? Selected.
I like that.
Take picture. One of one. Uploading. Searching, searching, home, back button, searching, button, search field, searching, clear text, searching, analyzing image, searching, in progress, home, in dog, progress, home, searching, analyzing image, clear text,
we are,
dog, text field, search, dog, text,
it double caught tap Joyce, it caught a picture of Joyce somehow. It said dog.
She's right here. So.
Clear text. Button. Settings. Take photo.
All right, I need to do a better job of orienting the camera.
Oh.
All right.
Take a picture, you Joycey.
Viewfinder. Image. Take picture. One
okay,
of one.
Let's try
button.
It again. Pull up. Not quite as far as before.
Selected. Take picture.
Yeah, it said
one
dog.
It's you.
Uploading.
It's you.
Searching.
It would be more impressive if it said the breed.
Yeah.
It said like, if even if it just said like golden retriever or something.
Yeah.
Dark.
Oh.
Settings. Take photo. Button.
Gotta try this one more time.
Viewfinder. Image. Fill the box. Cancel. Take picture. One of one. Button.
By the way, there's a message that says fill the box with the image. That's always been there, actually, and that's not an issue with Omobi. That's just normally how people use it.
Selected. Take picture. One of one.
By the way, the IQ Engines people, the developers of Omobi, are willing to help us even further if they get feedback.
Results. Not quite right. Search field. Blurry. Text field. Clear text. Blurry. Text
blurry.
Field. Settings. Take photo. Button.
I don't think that would really help, sweetheart.
Viewfinder. Image. Take. Fill the box. Take
and
picture.
And most people
one
aren't going to have two
button.
People to do this, either. All right, so I've been trying the phone in the landscape position. Let's just try it in the usual portrait position with the phone up vertical instead of horizontal, essentially.
Selected. Take picture. One of one.
And the camera in the upper right on the back.
Searching.
Sometimes you have to experiment. Remember that it said green on the front of the sweater and I kind of turned it around.
Yeah.
Searching. Button. Searching.
Flicking around.
Searching. Clear text. We will notify you when the searching. In progress. Blue fabric.
Blue fabric. So it's saying blue. And the aid color said blue.
Uh-huh.
So there could be some green parts of it, right? Because it has, this one has those flower things on it. Oh, well, I could do that. I could take a picture of, let me take a picture of this area where it has the flowers and see what Omobi has to say about it.
Settings. Take photo. Viewfinder. Image. Take picture. Take picture. One of one.
I'm going to put it back in landscape mode, and I'm going to pull up. I'm going to give it a nice view of this.
Selected. Take picture. One of one. Uploading. Viewfinder. Image. Searching. Searching. Button. Search field. Searching. Clear text. Analyzing image. Searching. In progress. Searching. In progress. Home. In progress. Searching. We will notify. Clear text. Searching. Text field. Search field. Button.
Okay, still working apparently.
Searching. Heading. Home. Search. Button. Search field. Searching. Clear text. We will notify. Searching. Image. In progress. Home. Button. Take photo. Home. In progress. Searching. We will notify. Searching. Clear text. Searching. Text field. Search field. Button. Searching. Heading.
I was thinking about that one. I guess they gave it something a little more complicated. Mm-hmm. They're trying to figure out, what the heck did he just take a picture of? The cool thing is we can try again.
Settings.
While this is going
take
on.
Take photo. Button. Viewfinder. Image. Take picture.
I
want
to try
take
to get a little bit
take
more
picture.
Conclusive
take
reading
picture.
On this one.
One of one. Button.
All right, I'm going to pull up.
Selected. Take picture. One of one.
Okay.
Searching. 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 Button. Search field.
I am just
double
about ready
searching.
For that other sweater.
Clear text. Searching. Text field. Clear text. Analyzing.
And
image.
Again, I'm just flicking left and right through the resulting window.
Searching.
To see
image.
What's in there.
In progress. Home. Button.
Because I'm kind of sometimes a little
in progress.
Anxious like that. I don't like to just sit there and wait.
Searching.
I like to know
image.
What's going on.
We will notify you when the object is identified. Clear text. Button. Searching. Text field.
I believe so, but we'll double check.
Search
that.
Field. Searching. Clear text. We will notify. Searching. Image. In progress. Home. Button. Clear text. Searching. Text field. Search field. Button. Searching. Home. Back. Setting. In progress. Searching.
Still
image.
Says it's in progress.
We will notify you when
it.
The object is identified.
So do you want me to work on another one?
Yeah, I want to see what Omobi says to this sweater, because I like this one. This might be, okay. Mom mentioned that one of them was...
Yeah, we'll take this one back
yeah,
first.
Mom,
okay.
Mom mentioned that one of them was brown and gold, which might be... I don't know which one I'm going to wear.
So I think this is the one that Aid Colors was saying was brown, right?
Mm-hmm. White.
That one was saying gray and green and stuff like that, the one I just handed back to you.
Yeah, white and blue and green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Searching. Image. We will notify you. Clear text. Searching. Search field. Button.
Boy, it's really taking a while.
Searching. In progress. Home. Button. Take photo. Settings. Take photo.
All right, so we're going to work on this.
Take picture. One of one.
This next
button.
Sweater here. Remember, we have a total of three of them.
Selected. Take picture. One of
picture.
One. Uploading. Searching. Searching. Button. Search field. Fabric.
It just said fabric.
Fabric. Text field. Clear text. Analyzing image. Searching. Progress halted. Home. Take photo. Settings. Home.
I'm
going to
see if we can. I'm going to push this home button
selected.
And see if we can
home.
Find
edit.
Any
home.
Other.
Fabric. Searching.
See what
searching.
It said about
we,
other things.
Blue fabric. Blurry. Dark.
Okay. So
searching. We will
there's
a few. Searching. We will notify
the
you
last
the
two pictures on that last sweater.
Fabric.
Were,
home.
Are still
edit.
Inconclusive
edit.
And
settings.
Somebody
set. Take
is
photo.
Apparently still working on them.
Viewfinder. Image. Take picture. One of one.
So I'm going to try. I'm going to go back to portrait mode again. I was in landscape again because I kind of like that. It gets more of the object. I'm sorry. I was covering the mic there. But let's try this again here. I'm going to do this.
Selected. Take picture. One of one. Upload. Searching.
Okay.
Searching. Button. Search field. Double. Searching. Clear text. Analyzing image. Searching. Image. In progress. Selected. Home. In pro. Search. Analyze. Clear text. Searching. Text field. Search field. Button. Searching. Heading. Home. Back.
Okay.
Search
it's,
field.
I'm
searching.
Just flicking through
text
it now.
Field. Clear text. We will notify you when the object is identified. Searching. Image. In progress. Selected. Home.
And button. Again, these technologies, as you can see, are imperfect. They don't immediately tell you everything you want to know in the format that you want to know it. But, you know, if you can't see what you're doing,
take photo. Selected.
And you need
in progress.
Some help, then
searching. Image. We will notify. Clear text. Button.
You now have something that you didn't have before.
Searching. Text field. Search field. Button. Searching. Heading.
The nice thing about using an app like Omobi is that it's dynamic. So, you know, you're not relying on having a specific label on something that better not have come off. Or you're not worried about having to carry, you know, having to deal with five different devices to figure out how to do a task. You have just one little device with all these different things in it and all these different tools that you can use in one place.
Button. Search field. Searching. Clear text.
Try to take another
take photo.
Of this thing.
Button. Viewfinder. Image. Take picture. One of one. Button.
Okay.
Selected. Take picture. One of one. Searching.
Again, most of what I'm doing is flicking left and right and then double tapping on the take picture button.
Searching. Button. Search field. Searching. Searching. Clear text. We will notify you when the object is identified.
When it says that, it has decided that the answer is not in the database of objects that Omobi can recognize, and so it's asked someone else on the internet. So again, you know, the other thing is you're also dependent on who gets it and the speed of response.
Yeah.
And the quality of what they enter as a response. You know, like some of them have said blue fabric, green fabric, but then somebody one time just said fabric. It's like, well,
searching.
That's
image.
Not helpful.
In progress. Home. In pro. We will clear text. Searching. Text field. Search field.
It would almost be a
double
good thing if we could have enough people to do this. Enough sighted people. Almost be good a good thing to have an app like this that can get help from somebody who has some experience, who knows that they're working with blind people.
Yeah.
You know, and so they will be sure to provide as much detail as they see.
No, that's a good idea. Definitely.
Searching. Clear text.
And then what they could do,
notify you when the object
what they
is
could
identified.
Do is, if that's not available for some reason, then they could fall back to sending this picture to the regular Omobi resource.
Yeah.
You know, if they can't solve it for you or you don't like the solution, then you could double tap a button that says use Omobi, and you wouldn't have to take the picture again. It would just send the same one to Omobi. You would say, oh, okay.
Searching.
You
image.
Didn't like that. Then
in progress. We will notify. Clear text. Searching. Text. Search field. Button. Searching. Home. Back.
Well.
Button. Search field.
I don't think.
Searching. Text. Clear text.
I think this button. One is brownish. Because I think we have to go with aid colors, which says this is brownish, Karen. Your thin one is like grayish. Your thinner one, the one with the middle one, the one with thinner material.
Uh-huh.
And then your that last one, the one you had me test before this one, with, you know, is blue/greenish.
Well, we tested that one first.
Oh, okay.
We will notify you when searching image.
I just know that the real thin one is gray/black.
In progress.
That one I think is
home black. Button. Okay. Take photo. Well, home. In progress. Searching.
Then I'm just flicking around to see if this is
we
done.
We will notify you.
I'm going to double tap this home button
home
and see if
button
any of these pictures have been
selected
solved yet.
Home. Edit. Home. Searching. Fabric. Fabric. Searching. We searching. Blue fabric. Blurry. Dark. Dog.
Yeah. So, I think that's the best I can do.
Yeah.
On these things. Here you go.
All right.
I could always take a picture of the tag, but it wouldn't tell you about color, would it? What would the tag tell you?
Kind of watching instructions.
Setting. Take photo.
Let me try taking button a quick picture of the tag and see what I'm going to be saying.
Viewfinder. Take picture. Okay. Viewfinder. Image.
Try it here.
Tap to focus. Fill the box. Take picture. One of one. Button. Viewfinder. Image. Take picture. One of one. Button.
I'm trying to get this. It's just fallen. There we go. Okay. Lifetime moment like this.
Selected.
There we go.
Take picture. One of one.
Okay, so I just took a picture of the tag. I did
uploading
the best job
searching
I could lining it up. See what these folks say about that. And while that's going on,
settings
I'm going to take a picture of the
take
other
photo
side of the
button
tag. Because remember, I don't have any way of knowing which side has any printing on it, do I? No, I don't.
Searching. Viewfinder. Image.
Okay.
Take picture. One of one.
Up.
Button. Selected. Take picture. One of one. Uploading. Uploading. Home. Back button. Button. Search field. Searching. Clear tag. Analyzing image. Searching. Image. In progress. Home. Button. Selected. Home. Home. Searching. Searching. We will notice. Searching. We will. Var. Mobile. Home. Heading. Searching. Searching. Fabric. Fabric. Searching. Searching. Blue fabric. Fabric. Fabric.
I'm going
searching
back up to the top.
We will notify you when. Searching. Searching. We will. Home.
So
head
the two
searching
tag pictures are still out for research, essentially. Somebody's still trying to figure them out. I don't know. I don't think it's going to tell us anything, do you?
Mm-mm.
Home. Heading. Searching. We will notify
again,
you when
flicking,
the object is identified.
Flicking left and right through the results.
Searching. Searching. We will notify. Fabric. Searching. We searching. Searching. Home. Heading. Searching. We will notify you when the object is identified. Searching. We searching. Fabric. Search. Home. Edit. Home. Searching. We will notify you when the object
okay
is identified.
So it's not going to do that. That was probably a long shot anyway. Here you go. Now, I think that OMOBI is going to become more effective again for us in the next few days. There's an update, apparently, that's been submitted to Apple for approval, which will restore the camera flash support. So that means that if there's not enough lighting, then the camera flash will be used to provide lighting. So you'll get fewer of those situations where it says blurry or dark.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is they're going to restore the ability for us to pull the phone back until we hear it say that it's autofocused. Because I think that was helpful in taking pictures as well. And I didn't even bother with Noogle Noggles on these things because it's not going to tell us anything. It's not going to be useful for clothing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to check one more time.
Home. Searching. Searching.
Yeah, it
searching
doesn't know.
Fabric.
It doesn't know those things. But I think we have a little more information than we had before we started this exercise.
Yep.
And so sometimes as blind people, that's what you can hope for, is perhaps not knowing everything you'd like to know, but knowing more than you did before you got started.
That's
right. So this has been Daryl and Karen Shandro, and this has been another episode of the Blind Access Journal podcast. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Bye for now.
Bye.